Before we read any of Paul's letters, we need to understand how Paul actually met with Jesus. If we can understand how Paul met with Jesus and what the first encounter was and why it was so vividly recorded and clearly recorded in Acts chapter 9, we can have a great platform from where we can understand why he wrote what he wrote, and we will clearly see what he actually wrote. We need to understand that the Apostle Paul was very fervent against Christianity. He was radical and burning with life for the traditions of his forefathers. He was believing in Judaism. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. And the Pharisees back then was a sect that said, let us go back to the original application of the law and let us keep to it because we want to usher in the Messiah. We want to obey. We want the Messiah to come and set Jerusalem free, set Israel free. That is what was in the heart of Paul, and he was defending that truth with his life. We need to understand that. And then one of the great lies that was spread according to Paul now was that there came a guy called Jesus, which falsely claimed to be the Messiah. And then what Paul must have believed according to the lies of that time was that Jesus then was crucified basically as a villain. He was crucified as a man who tried to harm the temple and harm all the things that are beautiful and lovely to the Apostle Paul, back then called Saul. And when and then to make matters worse, after this Jesus was crucified, they stole his body, and or dogs ate his body, or whatever reason the people would give as lies to counter the resurrection, Paul believed, and he went to end this sect that so many Jews were falling into. He went to end this lie, this deception of a Messiah that can die and all those kind of things. And on his way to Damascus, he met the man that he thought was dead. Now, imagine what a shaking that would have to the very core of the apostle. He would be completely shaken out of his religion. That is what it would be like. It would be, I think, with people that realize something like that, they might even need some help. I mean, they are at a place of complete disappointment, amazement, confusion, and all those things. And that happened to the Apostle Paul. He met Jesus on the road to Damascus, the one that he was actually persecuting, the one that he was against is alive. And then Jesus said to Paul these words, why are you persecuting me? Speaking a temple language there, wherein he is saying that this church you are persecuting, they are my body. And from there, the Apostle Paul comes and he writes his letters, and his whole way of looking at Scripture starts with the resurrection. He looks at the resurrection and then through the resurrection, looks at all his traditions, all the Jewish traditions, all the way the Jews dealt with their things and all their practices and everything. And he reinterprets everything, and he actually comes to the realization, those passages actually means this and that and so forth. And then he goes, and through the resurrection, he looks at the future resurrection that will take place in those that believe. It is almost as if what Paul believed would only happen in the end of time, because the Pharisees believed in a resurrection in the end, as if that which was supposed to be at the end of time came right into the present. It is right in front of him, or what we would call into the middle of time or the center of time. And because of this resurrection that took place in the middle of time, they can understand how the last one will take place. And I think that's very important to understand as an introduction to Ephesians. The second thing that we can look at, and just an overview of the chapter, is that Paul comes with this resurrection in mind, and he looks at this, interprets everything from that perspective, and in an outburst of joy, he starts Ephesians. And within the first 12 verses, he basically teaches everything he knows. Imagine that. The Apostle Paul, the wealth of knowledge and wisdom and experiential knowledge into the traditions of the Jews, a Pharisee of the Pharisees that was trained under Gamaliel, that was also very wise in understanding how to convince people that were into what we would call today New Age way of looking at things, convince them of Judaism and bring Judaism into all the different areas. That man with all that wisdom and wealth comes and he interprets Christ into the scriptures, he looks at the future and takes everything he knows and puts it into the first 12 verses. And then from verse 12 onwards, we're going to see that he looks and explains to people how this truth, the dream that God had for man from the beginning, how Jesus made it possible for us, how we can actually be partakers of that. That's my introduction to Ephesians chapter 1. We need to know that Paul is talking what is called temple language. The Jews understood the temple as the very place where heaven came to earth. And now from that perspective, he comes and what Jesus said to him in Acts chapter 9 is just echoing through all of his letters. And what he is saying is that since he was persecuting Jesus, and Jesus was saying, well, these people, this church is my body, and Jesus is then the Son of God, he has to come to the conclusion that heaven comes to earth inside people. And when heaven and earth meets, we find a glorification of the earthly realm, and that is what it's all about. And we're going to look at the summary in the summary of the gospel in Ephesians chapter 1, verse by verse.